Hello, this is Joe here and welcome to this week's SEC Modcast. This week we'll be including our new draft proposal, the change subcommittee outcomes and the November working group agenda. For the first part of this episode, I'll be introducing our latest draft proposal, DP93, implementing IRP 511 and CRP 535 to support GBCS version 3.2 devices. In July 2019, Bayes designated an uplift of the GB companion specification, otherwise known as GBCS, to version 3.2 as part of the November 2019 SEC release. In order to fully deliver the functionality of two resolution proposals included in GBCS version 3.2, consequential changes are required to the DCC user interface specification and message mapping catalogue schemas. The amendments to the schemas had been intentionally left out of the November 2019 SEC release in order to reduce any potential impact on testing for the SMETS1 initial operating capacity. This month, the change subcommittee discussed 9 draft proposals. The CSC recommended the following 6 proposals should be converted to modifications and proceed to the refinement process. DP82, alt-hand channel selection. DP84, other user panel seating amendment. DP85, synchronisation of smart meter voltage measurement periods. DP88, powers to raise modifications. DP90, incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC. And DP92, new planned maintenance methodology. The CSC also recommended the following 3 proposals should be converted to modifications and proceed to the report phase. DP86, alt-hand rollout financing. DP89, changes to Appendix R, Common Testing Scenarios document, and DP91, updating security assurance status. All 9 draft proposals will be discussed at the next panel meeting on the 15th of November. And now on to the November working group, which will be held on the 6th of November. We'll be discussing 4 modifications. Modification 80, ensuring a managed move to JUIS version 3.1, to agree to proposed requirements and solution of the modification. Modification 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, to agree the PPMID IHD firmware distribution activation service request and the rules for using communications hub memory blocks. Modification 66, advanced shipment notifications for consignment of communications hub, to agree the DCC's preliminary assessment response, discuss the cost benefit of the proposed solution and agree the next steps. And lastly, modification 83, change coordination to agree to business requirements and solution of the modification. And now on to our latest designation. The DCC has concluded on the consultation on proposals for the device model combination test process and on provisions for this testing in a SEC Appendix AK SEC Variation Testing Approach document for SMETS1 services. On the 23rd of October, the DCC submitted a conclusions report on this consultation to the Secretary of State, including an amended SEC Appendix AK and SMETS1 migration testing approach document. This conclusions report is published on the DCC's website. As a result, SEC version 6.19 was designated on the 25th of October, redesignating SEC Appendix AK with DCC's changes, along with modifying the migration testing approach document, which is published on our Developing SEC webpage. Finally, yesterday on the 30th of October, the SEC panel used the discretion given to it by the authority to further amend the implementation date of the November 2019 SEC release. This SEC release will now be implemented on the 29th of November 2019. Our paper to the panel summarising the rationale for the further changes of date is also available on the About Releases page of our website. That's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact and we'll be happy to help. Thanks for listening.